Remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 18, and when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. He said unto his father, my head, and he said unto the lad, carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on his knees till noon and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. She called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go unto him today? It is neither noon moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled the ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder this is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Verse 28. Then she said, did I desire, son of my Lord, did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them, and laid the staff upon the face of the child. But there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him, and told him, saying, the child is not awake. Gehazi, how many are familiar with this guy? Now we see here, even though he carried the staff of Elisha, there was no result. But he carried the staff. He carried the staff, laid it on the child, no result. This same Gehazi, I want you to see this guy. When we talk about religious politics and money politics, when Naaman, remember Naaman the leper? When he came with great pomp, great reward, all this money and what, and he came to, you know, he thought Elisha would come out, wave a hand over him, he'd be healed. Elijah didn't get up when he came to the door. Elijah sent word to him, tell him to go dip seven times in the, let me rephrase it, the old dirty Jordan. See, he came from Syria. Syria had clean rivers. The Jordan was a dirty river. And Naaman got offended and went off in a storm. But his servant stopped him and said, listen, we come all this way. Now, had he told you to do something great or do something else, you'd have done that in a heartbeat. Why not check it out? You know, it's a dirty river, seven dips. See what happens. This is the man of God that was referred to us. So Naaman humbled himself, dipped seven times, got clean. Came back to Elijah's place and wanted to give him gifts. Elijah said, I'll take nothing from you. Nothing. I want nothing from you. So he's on his way. He took a lump of dirt, some dirt from Israel to take. And he said, may the Lord forgive me when my master leans upon my hand to worship his God. Because he was a right-hand man, and the king would lean upon him to worship. But he said, listen, I know there's only one God now. Let me take some of this dirt. You know, that was his sense of taking that to Syria where he was to worship. But by the time he started away, Gehazi, I want to show you. This was somebody standing before the man of God. Standing before, how many years? I'm not quite sure right now. I have to look that up, but he stood before the man of God. But then he left and ran after Naaman. He stopped him, made up a lie, said, my master has had a change of heart. And he would desire. There are two young men that have come. And so Naaman steps down and gives him two changes of raiment for two men, a bunch of silver and other stuff. And now Gehazi has lied. Come on, somebody say money politics. He's lied for gain. He takes it and he puts it in a tower, hides it away. Now you got to understand something. Gehazi had plans. See, when you get people that will operate in money politics, number one, you got, and you'll see this in what Elisha says to him. But Gehazi wasn't going to stay with Elisha. He's getting ready to head up. He's getting ready to buy him some property. He's getting ready to do some other stuff. With all this, this is what he's getting ready to do. Because when he hid the stuff, he came and he stood before Elisha. And Elisha says, "Where did you go, Gehazi?" He said, "Thy servant went nowhere." He said, "Did not my heart go with you when Naaman stepped down from the chariot and laid at you with all these things?" Then he says, "Is this a time to get property, to get gain, to do these different things?" You see, Gehazi had this in his heart. But yet he stood before the man of God. That's scary to me. Him able to stand before the man of God all those years, but with that in his heart, the first opportunity he got to get gain. But see, God had something for him. He said, because the leprosy that was on Naaman, see, for your greed, for your wanting, and your operating in money politics, for your greed, you're going to get what was on him. It's going to be on you and on your seed. And he walked out of his presence white as snow, a leper. I believe too, you've heard me say it, I believe that the four lepers that went to the Syrian camp during the time of famine was Gehazi and his sons that had become lepers. But that was his portion because of money politics. Now I want you to see something here. Are y'all still with me? Does it make sense to you? The Bible is strewn with examples. That's just a couple that I've pulled out, but it's strewn with examples of money politics, religious politics. The church is not the place for that. I can't speak for anybody else, but I know coming up in the church, I know my heart was for God. I wasn't in the church after a position. It didn't matter to me about no positions that I didn't really want no positions anyway, that type of responsibility in a sense, you know, but whatever I was told to do, I wanted to do it. It's okay. Why? My heart was after God. I didn't understand, nor did I want to get involved in politics, in talking about this one and trying to, you know, the maneuver in front of that one and arguing with that one, or, you know, competing with this one. That's church politics. That's religious politics. And you know what? That will zap the internal strength from a work. Before you know it, we become ingrown and everything starts going wrong. Imploding. So we need gatekeepers. We need people that will guard, even if it costs something, even if it costs me a friend or a so-called friend. It might be a Gehazi. They do it to Elijah, he'll do it to you too. Hello? But you know what I mean? Why? You want to guard. You want to guard what God is doing. By now, you've been here in New England. You ought to see that God is working in our midst. There's a movement of God among us. It should be moving in your life too. I want to guard that God is doing in your life. Help me guard what God is doing in the families in this house. Hello? And what he has assigned us to do to finish building and establishing his kingdom. Not just a care center. A kingdom. And there are times we have to go to war. There are times we got to deal with Gehazi. Hello? Amen. So we see that he got his just reward for playing the money politics. But the scriptures is full of examples. People that serve God, follow God, what their reward was. People that strayed away for other purposes, other agendas. And it never works. It never pans out. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, number three. Let me explain something first. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She lost all she had. She spent all she had. Your doctors did her in. She spent all she had. She lost her health. All that stuff was going wrong, but Jesus rescued her. when she touched him by healing her. Again, you know, the enemy trying to deplete all her resources, to weaken her, to destroy her. But Jesus, again, he rescued her. Now, here's an example in Luke chapter 7. I'd like to go to that story. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. There's certain things we must destroy. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, okay, follow me, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, or the casket, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. Okay? Now, this woman, she was in dire straits. Now, let's take a look at her life. Number one, she'd lost her husband, her covering. Okay? She'd lost her covering. She'd lost her son, the next generation, her seed. She was on her way out of the city. In other words, she'd lost her purpose. There's no reason being there anymore. Funeral procession, going out of the city, going wherever, whatever. She'd lost her husband, her covering. She'd lost her son, the next generation. She'd lost her purpose. Now, I want to just give you an understanding of when Jesus says he wants us to finish establishing or raising up his kingdom. And let me use the word reformation. Okay, say it with me, reformation. We are to be reformers. In other words, we're not to establish the kingdom by criticizing or trying to destroy other works. Even though I don't believe with all the Baptist doctrine, I'm not going to downplay the Baptist. They're saved folk. A lot of good has come out of the denomination. So reforming doesn't mean we're trying to destroy and knock down and push aside and belittle all other works or moves that God has had even in time past. But reforming, and this is what we're called to do, we're called to reform. Say it again, I'm a reformer. Reforming has to do with turning something around and giving life back to it. Jesus right here is the reformer. She lost her covering, lost her seed, lost her purpose. After bearing her son, who knows where she was going? But Jesus had compassion. He stopped her, raised up her son, gave her purpose again for the future. See, this is reformation.
We are continuing in part 35 of this series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message, Carrier of Faith. In Genesis chapter 3, the woman had a conversation with the serpent. Eve changed what God said during the course of their conversation. The enemy used her words to trap her. It is important for saints to say exactly what God says. We were created in the same class as Christ. We are born into a family not based upon blood. We are connected by the Spirit of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.